KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, it's cloudy and 42 degrees in Atlantic. Again, we look for cloudy skies today with a slight chance of light showers, mainly this morning, and a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. In Western Iowa news, officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say Resource Enhancement and Protection, or REAP, grants for fiscal year 2012 were recently approved by the Natural Resource Commission during its October meeting. Locally, Pottawatomie County was awarded a $67,500 REAP County Conservation Grant for a project which proposes to add 26.1 acres to the Hitchcock Nature Center. The addition features remnant bur oak woodland and savanna and degraded pastures. The property will expand protection and restoration of important natural areas in the Lus Hills and will increase outdoor recreation opportunities at HNC, which will protect a remnant of the original Old Lincoln Highway and will secure the site of the Raptor Banding Station. REAP has a 22-year, $272 million funding history for parks, soil, water, and habitat improvements, roadside prairies, historical development, and conservation education. News time is 8:03.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In area news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to hold their regular weekly meeting this morning in Greenfield. On their agenda for the 9 a.m. session is an annual inspection report on the three-mile structures, a fiscal year 2012 EMS grant contract, the receipt and discussion of and regard to monthly reports, and an update on the county comprehensive plan. In addition, Tom McGovern, assistant to the county engineer, will present information with regard to the awarding of contracts for two separate bridge replacement projects. Again, that meeting gets underway next hour. A reminder to area crop producers who are interested in helping their communities or local youth organizations that the deadline to enter America's Farmers Grow Communities program, sponsored by the Monsanto Corporation, is a little over a month away. Annie Kaiser, Community Outreach Coordinator for Monsanto, said the program was launched in 2010 and has resulted in investments of more than $3 million in local communities across the country during 2011.
Every farmer in all 99 counties in Iowa, if he or she has 250 acres or more that he or she is actively farming and is 21 years of age or older, can sign up for the opportunity to win $2,500 that he or she can then donate back to their favorite nonprofit organization within their community.
The deadline to enter is November 30th. Kaiser said there's no purchase necessary to enter, and making a purchase will not increase your chances of winning.
No, it's funny, but you don't have to be even a customer of Monsanto. This is really all about advocating on the behalf of farmers, and who knows better than local farmers who are pillars of the community on where that money is needed. So it's almost just a random selection. The farmer is putting his or her name into a hat by signing up, and if you are the lucky winner selected, we will give you a call in January and let you know and figure out where you'd like that money to go.
The program not only benefits local nonprofit groups. Kaiser said for every farmer that enters the contest, Monsanto will donate $1 to the nearest United Way chapter. Since the program began, the three top recipients of cash awards have been FFA or 4-H groups, fire departments, and local libraries. Kaiser said in recent years there's also been a trend toward donating the funds to groups that feed the hungry.
We saw a really big push in food pantries last year as well. You know, farmers are all about feeding and fueling and clothing the world, so they understand how much a local small food pantry can benefit from $2,500.
Among the local nonprofit organizations selected in 2010 by winning area farmers to receive a portion of the funds provided by the America's Farmers Grow Communities program was the Audubon, Brayton, Greenfield, and Shelby Fire Departments, the Shelby County Fair Board, and Coon Rapids Bayard FFA. Those organizations received their awards this past spring. Last year's winner here in Cass County was Lewis Holste, who selected the Messina Fire Department as a beneficiary of his $2,500, and those funds were used to purchase a tanker truck. For more information or to register in the contest, you can surf the web to www.growcommunities.com or call 1-877-267-3332. 2. That is a toll-free call. Officials with Snyder & Associates Engineers here in Atlantic have issued a notice to residents of the community about road work that will require some temporary changes in your parking patterns. Beginning this Friday, October 28th, construction will resume on the 2011 HMA or Hot Melt Asphalt Paving and Storm Sewer Improvement Project within the city of Atlantic. Snyder's Dave Sturm said the contractor intends to begin paving on the following streets: 13th Street between Chestnut Street and Elm Street, Poplar between 8th and 10th, Walnut Street between 8th and 10th, and Redwood Drive between 14th and 17th streets. Residents will be required to remove their vehicles from those streets in order to accommodate the paving equipment, and the vehicle should remain off those streets through Saturday. If you have any questions or concerns, you can contact Dave Sturm at 243-6505. Omaha police yesterday identified a body found on the Iowa side of the Missouri River as a man who jumped off a bridge in Omaha nearly 3 weeks ago. He's been identified as 19-year-old Corey Chris of Omaha. Authorities say his death did not appear to be suspicious or criminal. A fisherman discovered the body on Sunday in the river west of Percival in Iowa. Police say a man was seen jumping from the Bob Carey pedestrian bridge on October the 7th. Witnesses had lost sight of him in the water. Emergency crews searched the river but could not find the man, and the search was called off. The Iowa State Patrol said a Red Oak man died during a single vehicle accident Tuesday morning east of Hastings in Mills County. 86-year-old Charles Phelps was traveling west on Highway 34 when, for reasons unknown, his 2010 Dodge pickup went off the road and into the north ditch. The vehicle then entered a field, hit the eastbound ditch of 370th Street, and that impact caused the pickup to vault over 370th before it finally came to rest in the west ditch. Phelps was wearing a seatbelt. The accident, which occurred at around 9:15 a.m., remains under investigation. A high-speed chase involving an erratic driver late last night in northwest Jefferson led to a two-vehicle crash that killed one person and injured another. The Iowa State Patrol reports the driver of the vehicle being pursued, 18-year-old Jonathan Dalton Bindle of Jefferson, died in the crash. A passenger in the vehicle, 20-year-old Miranda Sue Paris, also of Jefferson, was injured and transported by Jefferson Rescue to the Greene County Medical Center in Jefferson. Both of the accident victims were wearing their seatbelts. Officials say Bindle's 2006 Ford Taurus was being pursued by a state trooper on westbound Highway 30 at around 11:30 last night. The patrol said that Bindle was driving erratically and at a high rate of speed. A Ford F-250 pickup driven by on-duty Jefferson police officer Heath Enns was traveling north on North Grimmel Road and had turned east onto Highway 30 to assist with the pursuit when Bindle drove into the eastbound lane of Highway 30. Patrol says Enns tried to avoid a head-on collision by driving onto the shoulder, but his pickup was hit by the car, and that caused the pickup to spin around and enter the south ditch before it rolled over and came to rest on its wheels. After the impact, the Taurus came to rest in the south ditch. Officials say that Officer Enns was not injured in the crash. Two men were arrested early Tuesday morning on drug charges following a traffic stop in Audubon County. The Sheriff's Department said 30-year-old Caleb Vaughn of Omaha and 28-year-old Philip Klein of Council Bluffs were taken into custody at around 1:30 a.m. Both men were charged with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia after a deputy pulled their vehicle over on Highway 71 about 2 miles east of Gray. Vaughn and Klein were brought to the Audubon County Jail and held until making an appearance before the magistrate. Police in Shenandoah report a Kentucky man was arrested last night on drug charges following a traffic stop. 52-year-old Charles Davis faces a felony charge, a possession of a controlled substance, and a misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia charge. The charges were the result of a traffic stop by two Shenandoah police officers who found Davis was allegedly in possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Davis is being held in the Page County Jail on $5,000 bond. The Shenandoah PD reports also that two people were arrested following a large fight which occurred last Saturday at the Elks Club on Highway 59 in Shenandoah. Shenandoah residents 22-year-old Charisma Garcia and 18-year-old David De La Fuente were charged with disorderly conduct. The pair were cited into court. Shenandoah police were assisted in handling that event by deputies of the Page and Fremont County Sheriff's Offices, Essex Police, and the Iowa State Patrol. A Page County man has pled guilty to two counts of possession of a methamphetamine precursor with the intent to manufacture. 38-year-old Gary L. Runyon, Jr. of Coyne entered his plea Monday in Nottoway County, Missouri, Circuit Court. Runyon is scheduled to appear in court for a sentencing hearing on December the 5th. The charges against him stem from a massive investigation into methamphetamine manufacturing and distribution in southwest Iowa and northwest Missouri. The investigation and arrests were coordinated by law enforcement officers in both states. In our national news headlines at this hour, President Barack Obama is announcing some steps aimed at helping cash-strapped college graduates and students struggling with rising tuition costs. The White House says he'll outline a plan to allow millions of student loan recipients to lower their payments and consolidate their loans. Outside of mortgages, student loans are the number one source of household debt. A congressional committee that's charged with cutting the deficit holds its first hearing in more than a month today. The 12-member supercommittee has just 4 weeks from today to achieve its goal of finding $1.2 trillion worth of cuts. And today's durable goods report contains some positive signs for the sluggish economy. The government says companies ordered more heavy machinery, computers, and other long-lasting manufactured goods last month. News time is 8:12.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, William Bill Blazek, age 69, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Bill Blazek will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Terry Lee Anderson, age 66, of Minden, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Terry Anderson will be held on Friday at 10 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Bernetta Marie Archer, age 81, of Avoca, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Bernetta Archer will be Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Eileen Rice, age 103, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. A funeral mass for Eileen Rice will be Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Kevin Michael Marshall, age 15, of Brayton, died Monday at the Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Kevin Marshall will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Louise Arp, age 85, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Heritage House here in Atlantic. Funeral services for Louise Arp are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. That's a check of the news here on KJAN. More news is available online at KJAN.com, including a podcast of last hour's newscast, in case you missed it. This report brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.